KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Officials have confirmed glitches in the sale of tickets for this weekend's Nedbank Cup final. Stadium Management South Africa CEO Bertie Grobler says a preliminary report has found that tickets went on sale earlier than scheduled, causing system glitches and delays. He says the tickets were sold out within 90 minutes.
That caused a glitch. The system allowed more people to make payments than there's capacity for. Now that immediately raises the concern, and false information went out that people were issued with tickets. That's not the case. Open tickets with the appointed, they've got a service level agreement with a Computicket as a distribution agent. They stop the platform from issuing tickets, physical tickets, but the transactions still went through.
The match between Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs will be played at Moses Mabhida Stadium on Saturday. Grobler says refunds will be issued to 80% of people who bought tickets online.
Over-issuing of the tickets, 19,561 tickets had to be allocated to people that paid but did not get their tickets. 80% of those people that bought with credit card were refunded. The other 20% is people that paid by EFT or other form of payment platform. They all received messages, and upon the receipt of their banking details, they will be refunded by EFT.
Teachers Union SATU has challenged the Basic Education Minister's claims that 90% of public schools are in good condition. Minister Sibuye Gwahobe made the remarks while briefing Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Education yesterday. Gwahobe said only 8% of schools are rated poor, while only 2% are in a very poor condition. While speaking to SABC News, SATU's Nomsa Tembi disputed the minister's claims, saying many schools still face major infrastructure issues. She says the union's assessments show that only 60% of schools are in a fair condition.
Government needs to put in more funding to look at the issue of building schools, ensuring that we have enough classrooms, because what our members see on the ground is not what the department is reflecting.
A Durban South family says they're frantically searching for an elderly relative who's been missing for nearly 2 weeks. Poonsami Govinda was last seen on CCTV footage in Yellowwood Park, dressed in a black jacket and blue jeans. Montclair police have confirmed they're looking for the 74-year-old.
His distraught family have called upon searches daily and hope that someone will assist with information that can aid in finding him safely.
Dawn Goundon from Renegade Search and Rescue is speaking on behalf of the family. She says Govinder was recently spotted in Ispingo.
It was documented by eyewitnesses that he was in the vicinity of the river mouth area in Ispingo Beach. Mr. Govinder has no medical conditions.
And abroad, Motown legend Smokey Robinson is facing a multi-million dollar lawsuit for rape and sexual assault. Four former housekeepers claimed the 85-year-old forced himself on them multiple times, often when his wife was not at home. The suit, which is seeking over 900 million rands worth of damages, says none of the women reported the assaults at the time because they were intimidated by Robinson's celebrity status. On the weather front back home, Durban and Richards Bay reach a high of 25 degrees tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 23.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Proteas women have gone down to India despite a valiant effort with the bat. It's crunch time for the Gunners in the Champions League tonight in their semi-final second leg against PSG. And Jack Duren has been axed by Alpine just 6 races into the new F1 season.